Listen up, athletes. Running injuries affect anywhere from 19 to 79% of us in this sport. Yet, most of you are looking for the fix in your shoes or your pavement, when the real culprit is usually sitting higher up in the kinetic chain, weak hip extensors. Think of your gluteus maximus and hamstrings as your engine. They are the body's primary power source, generating the propulsive force you need for efficient running, cycling, and even that crucial kick in the water. When those muscles go dormant, performance plummets and your injury risk skyrockets. And let's be honest about our modern lifestyles. They are systematically sabotaging your hip extension capacity. The average person sits for 7 to 8 hours a day. That prolonged seated position chronically shortens your hip flexors while leaving your hip extensors lengthened and neurologically switched off. Research actually confirms that just sitting reduces passive hip extension by roughly 6 degrees. For us triathletes, it's a compounded challenge. Cycling locks you into a forward flex posture that further restricts hip extension. We're seeing 34 to 72% of amateur cyclists report hip, groin, or buttock pain because of it. This lifestyle-induced flexion dominance creates a biomechanical cascade that disrupts efficient movement across every single endurance discipline. When your hip extensors fail to fire, your body compensates, and it does so predictably. Runners will adopt an overly upright trunk posture, shifting that mechanical load straight down from the hips to the knees and ankles. Watch the mechanics closely. That compensation reduces stride length by about 0.11 meters and increases ground contact time by 18 milliseconds. And that timing matters. Every 1% imbalance in ground contact time raises your metabolic cost by 3.7%. That means a typical marathon runner can waste over 300 extra calories just fighting poor mechanics. Furthermore, weak hip extensors force an anterior pelvic tilt, ramping up stress on your lumbar spine and triggering synergistic dominance. Suddenly, your overactive hamstrings and quads are taking over the workload they weren't designed to carry alone. That direct overload explains the high prevalence of patellofemoral pain, IT band syndrome, hamstring strains, and Achilles tendinopathy. Notably, 75% of runners with Achilles issues show concurrent hip and core limitations, and nearly half of all groin strains are repeat injuries caused by unresolved weakness. You can identify hip extensor dysfunction early by watching for specific warning signs. Look for chronically tight calves, an upright running posture, early fatigue during long efforts, or recurring knee and lower leg pain. Quantify it with two reliable tests: the single leg bridge, which measures gluteal strength and endurance with high clinical reliability, and a straightforward hip extension range of motion check. For efficient running, you need at least 10 to 15 degrees of hip extension at toe-off, with normal adult ranges sitting between 10 and 20 degrees. Video analysis of your trunk lean also gives you the answer. An efficient forward lean of roughly 26 degrees maximizes hip engagement, while excessive uprightness is a clear signal of weakness. Restoring that function requires targeted, periodized training. Start with foundational exercises: glute bridges, progressing to single leg and elevated variations, Romanian deadlifts to build posterior chain strength and stretch reflexes, and standing band hip extensions to mimic that sport-specific push-off mechanic. Integration into your training cycle must follow a strategic progression. In the base phase, hit 3 to 4 strength sessions weekly, focusing on progressive overload. Shift to 1 or 2 sessions in the build phase while adding pre-run activation drills. And during the race phase, prioritize quick 5-minute activation routines and minimal weekly maintenance to preserve strength without inducing fatigue. Remember, mobility work alone is not enough. You need consistent strength training to reverse that neurological inhibition and rebuild tissue capacity. The critical takeaways are clear. Hip extensor weakness is a primary, often hidden driver of running injuries and performance plateaus. Modern sedentary habits and cycling postures directly contribute to this dysfunction by tightening flexors and inhibiting your glutes. The resulting biomechanical compensations increase metabolic cost, shorten your strides, and overload your knees, calves, and Achilles. But early detection through simple strength and mobility tests, combined with a year-round, periodized strengthening program, can completely reverse these patterns. By prioritizing hip extensor development, you unlock greater speed, improve metabolic efficiency, and break through performance ceilings while significantly reducing your injury risk. Train smart, move efficiently, and see you out on the training plan.